very happy to be here today at evening. Usually we say that parents live through their children. In this case, it's the opposite. The child, Rachel, is living through her parents. She was proud to during her life, as we saw in that play. Now you are proud of her while she's not here with us physically, but emotionally and spiritually she's with us. I'm also very touched that you have such knowledge about the Nakba, about the disaster for the Palestinian people in 1948. Usually this part of the issue, which is a very large part, is so invisible. Of my brothers and sisters in Gaza, the West Bank, and Khalil are much more invisible, are much more visible for the world than me as a Palestinian citizen of Israel because of certain circumstances. Maybe my Palestinian brothers are struggling for the land, but me as a Palestinian and another 2 million Palestinians living in Israel now, we are struggling for our identity. We were able to stay in the land because of many reasons. So our struggle is to keep our identity. Usually we are not recognized as Palestinians. Sometimes we are recognized as Israeli Arab. Sometimes we are recognized as Arab Israeli. Sometimes we are recognized as dirty Arab. And just occasionally and rarely we are recognized as Palestinian. My grandfather, he was born before 1948 and he lived in Palestine. My father was born before 1948 and he was born in Palestine. How come I am going to be called Arab Israeli? What happened to be Palestinian to Arab Israeli? How come this change happened? So it's very important for me to declare that there is another large part of this issue, which is called the Palestinian people who were living before 1948 and who are still living in what's called now Israel and Palestine. I think that I have another, maybe I talked too much, but I have another comment. I'm very knowledgeable about the idea that that no matter how much Israel gives land, the Palestinian people will keep fighting here. I think I know why, because Israel acts giving the land as making favor to Palestinian people. We are giving them, we are giving you 5%, 7%, 6%, but there is one important thing that Israel is not doing. Israel is not acknowledging the injustice and the unfairness that was done to 2 million Palestinian people in 1948 and destroying almost 500 villages from the map. Jaffa used to be a very advanced Palestinian city before 1948. Now Jaffa is recognized as a little part of Tel Aviv. And it's very ironic that the most Israeli people who work for peace are living in very rich places in Jaffa. There is this contradiction between calling for peace and living in an area that was Palestine. My opinion is that the best solution is to live in one country, Jewish and Palestinian together, without any side having superiority upon the other one. I think somehow we managed to do that before 1948, because before 1948 we lived together. And during the whole history in the Middle East, Arab and Jewish lived together, even Jewish were called Jewish Arab.
I very much appreciate your comments. I just want to make sure, though, given we have very limited time, that as we go forward, let's keep them to questions, and we have about 8 minutes left. So there's actually a woman right here who had a question.
Thank you. thank you very much for stretching our experience. It seems, okay, very touching and moving. I have very short, brief questions to the Corys. I'd like to know whether the rest of your family has joined you in this effort. Your Rachel's siblings, are they working with you? And also whether you are writing about your experiences. Are you keeping a journal that would be an extension of Rachel's?
I'll go first, and then my wife can correct me. My daughter, Sarah, Rachel's older sister, is the one that went through the house and found the lost journals that we could find and typed it all up and sent it to the Royal Court Theater. So Sarah is really the reason that this play exists. And from our family, Cindy and I just couldn't get that done. So she was very involved in it. And our son, Chris, I think it was far less involved with the play. I finally came to see it on opening night, and I think he was very moved by it. Much of our family has been more involved in this issue. Our daughter Sarah, for instance, has been one of the lead people when we deal with the State Department now, with the Justice Department on the Hill, along with Cindy's sisters. We have another cousin here that we just met. It's in the audience tonight, so people are coming in. Yeah. And so it's been a large family that's been involved in this, and Rachel's guilt, and actually before, because Rachel got us involved, which was a lot.
There are a lot of dimensions to what we do right now. The play is one thing, and working with Rachel's writing is one aspect of what we do. But from the moment that we learned about Rachel's killing, we were involved in working with the U.S. government. I'm the oldest of six kids, and most all of my siblings have been really actively involved in, as Craig said, walking the halls of Congress as we tried to seek an independent U.S. investigation into Rachel's killing. The position of the U.S. government, official position, stated to us by Colin Powell's chief of staff, Lawrence Wilkerson, and restated before a subcommittee of the House International Relations Committee, is that the report of investigation into Rachel's killing that they saw has never been released to the U.S. government, but that they read was that it, Mr. Wilkerson said he could say without equivocation that it did not meet the standard. It did not reflect an investigation that met the standard of being thorough, credible, and transparent, which is what Prime Minister Sharon promised to President Bush that it would be on the day after Rachel was killed. So for our family, we've continued in various ways to try to learn the truth about what happened to Rachel, to try to have some accountability, to try to seek justice for her. And we feel that in doing that again, that we raise awareness about the issue of the country. And our family members, extended family, have been very involved in that effort.
Thank you.